Let us experiment with fuck. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. Welcome to the Mike Sitting Down Podcast, episode 8. With me as always is my trusty co-host, Ignacio Juan Carlos. Ignacio, come over here. Ignacio, dishes can wait, come here. Sorry, Ignacio. Ignacio's chained to the sink right now, so he can't really come to the microphone. Come here, just yell something. You should see his face. He's so let down. He can't come to the microphone. But Ignacio, I mean, I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. He's my best friend in the entire world. You know, when you're just like finishing your best friend's sentences, that happens to us. It never happens to us because he speaks Spanish exclusively. But I can just tell, you know, it would be one of those things. Like when I eat like chocolate ice cream, he always eats chocolate ice cream because he can't leave the house. So I have to go get ice cream, I guess. So I guess that doesn't really work. But he's a great guy. Whatever, we're great friends. Another one of my co-hosts is Taylor. Taylor is, I know I've said this a million times too, but Taylor was forced on me by the bosses that run the show, and they wanted to see more diversity instead of just two guys running the show. So we got Taylor, who is a transsexual, lesbian, woman of color, lamb, who is here. Taylor, god damn it. Not while I'm talking. I don't hear your political feminist bullshit while I fucking talk. Enough. Taylor doesn't know when to shut the fuck up sometimes. But you know what? We're really glad to have her. Wink. I'm winking. Wink. Really glad to have her. And so we're going to move right along before she interrupts me again with her bullshit. Okay, so what's new with Mike? I just watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Over about 10 and a half hours of programming. I watched them back to back to back. And in addition to finding out that I'm deeply, deeply depressed, I noticed how gay Sam and Frodo are for each other. I know maybe I'm an idiot for just noticing now, but those guys are pretty gay for each other. But it's subtle. It's not like Elton John on a merry-go-round with ribbons tied on each finger shooting glitter out of his cock gay. More like subtly gay, I guess. Like Elton John at a funeral. I don't know what he'd wear for a funeral. Like a black tuxedo with no socks and like a bunch of his chest hair kind of flowing up the top. Like that kind of gay. Like, that guy's not being like crazy about it, but he's clearly gay. I don't know. I mean, let's think about it practically. They're in the wilderness together for 13 months. I mean, one night when they're having like their bedtime chats, you know, Sam was like, "Oh, Mr. Frodo, I believe there's some good left in this world. And please, could I sit on your face?" And Frodo's like, "Sam, oh, Sam." Like one of those, he always says it, "Oh, Sam." Like the most weird way. He's like, "Oh, Sam." And she's like, "Okay, Mr. Frodo, pay it no mind if you don't want to. But at the very least, do you want to come huddle underneath my weird cape I've been carrying around for 2 movies and maybe I could rub my penis against your leg?" "Sam. Oh, Sam." "It's just, Mr. Frodo, I miss the Shire so much. I'd look anywhere for it, including your butthole." "Sam." And then they just start fucking. And they use the ring as a cock ring. It's perfect for that, obviously. And then Sam gags Frodo with Nimbus bread until Frodo squeezes Sam's balls. And I guess their safety word would be Mount Doom. So you just squeeze each other's balls until one of them yells, "Mount Doom! Mount Doom!" Yeah. Okay. Mike likes Lord of the Rings. Real quick, should we do some sponsors?
Fucking do it, Mike. Come on, let's hear them.
All right, I'll do them. The Mike Sitting Down Podcast is brought to you by Sleeping Beauty. For the first time ever, Sleeping Beauty is on Blu-ray. Using the code MikeSittingDown, you can get Sleeping Beauty for one easy payment of $46.99. Wow, not a bad price. While we're on the subject, though, I have to mention, I'd be remiss not to mention that movie Sleeping Beauty is fucked up. First off, what a terrible role model for little girls. And everyone watches that movie when they're little. And that is the worst fucking role model ever for a little girl. So this sleeping bitch, she's a princess. So she can just nap. So it's like kind of telling little girls that, okay, little girls, just nap for 16 years until a man claims your unconscious body as his own, kisses your lifeless lips, and takes you away so you never have to, like, work or, I don't know, go to school or anything like that. So basically lie still. That's right, little girls. A prince will come for you just as long as you lay there looking pretty and never talk. And then you'll just have to wait and they'll come. Just don't speak or develop any skills or personality or anything. Kind of fucked up. So, oh yeah, a little story for those of you who were never children was Sleeping Beauty is cursed by a witch, right? So her idiot parents hide her in the woods, which is to keep her from this witch, which is not a terrible idea, but maybe like send her with some nanny or some shit. Instead, they hide her in the woods with a group of 7 sexually repressed gnomes for safekeeping. God, I bet that was, and God knows what happened there, right? Like 7 gnomes, 1 sleeping chick. I'm not going to say it, but I mean, I can just imagine how awkward that was the first time the prince and Sleeping Beauty made intercourse together after their royal wedding and he found out she wasn't a virgin. You know that gnome you met named Sleepy when you were picking her up? Yeah, why do you think they call him Sleepy? Because he was so tired all the time. Why do you think he was so tired all the time? Also, Prince, when you picked her up from these 7 dudes' house when she was been asleep for 16 years and she didn't have hairy legs, who do you think was shaving them, man? Whoa, seriously? That was shaved too? The Mike Sitting Down podcast is also brought to you by Smart Cars. Smart Cars, for those of you who don't know, lucky bastards, they're like these really, really small kind of 2-seater cars. It's almost like a motorcycle that's enclosed. And people kind of drive around with them and show how environmentally conscious they are. The entire thing's pretty obnoxious. But never mind. I'll continue with the comment. Here it is. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is also brought to you by Smart Cars. Were you viciously teased growing up and miss it dearly? Do you mind driving a car that could be totaled by a tricycle? Ever wanted to drive in a car that if you fart, you'll likely die? Then look into buying a smart car. Unlike dumb cars, smart cars can park anywhere, even next to that sliver of self-esteem you used to have before buying a smart car. I know drunk bros tipping over smart cars is a huge fad right now, and that consensus is that smart cars are tipped more often than a waitress serving blowjobs. But that simply isn't the case. In fact, almost half of all owners never report having their smart car tipped and completely destroyed. Be a smart car driver, because you must have a pretty big penis to be confident with everyone assuming you have such a small penis. Lastly, the Mike Sitting Down podcast is brought to you by stress. So, for those of you who are lucky enough not to know, lately I've been working at a company that helps old, really depressed ladies lose weight, and not by exercising, but by ridding them of stress. And then the fat kind of, the exercise comes once they're not stressed out and they lose their weight and they're not as depressed as they used to. And so by being around this company, I've learned a bit about stress, and I've also learned that I don't want to be a depressed old woman that's overweight. But I did learn a bit about stress. Mike, please don't fucking tell us. Sorry, I'm telling you. Basically, stress was super useful back in the olden days, like the caveman days, because it reminded us to get berries, take care of our family, avoid the tiger. And if we didn't do these things, then stress would kind of like kick into gear and be like, yo, fucking get your shit together, avoid the tiger, gather the fucking berries, man, your fucking family's hungry. But if you're able to listen to this podcast, that means you're in pretty like first world, you know, and you've nothing to be stressed out about. Not saying everyone's life is perfect or it's not intense sometimes, you're busy, whatever. Bills to pay, all that shit. I know I've heard on Facebook that some of you guys don't live at your roommates from growing up's house. And yeah, that probably comes with some responsibility, some pressure, whatever. But that's not this, you shouldn't stress out over it. Basically what the women are told is that stress is a choice. You're stressed. So they would say, okay, you're stressed. Look for the lion. And then you look around, there's no lion. Where's the lion? Okay, no lion. Well, you've conditioned your brain to think that these things are stressing you out, whether it's whatever, you've been put things, you tasks you've been putting off, a job you hate, exercise, some fucking person you don't like that you have to be around. You've kind of convinced your brain that that person is a lion, and they triggered this kind of survival almost response that is not very pleasant, because it's not supposed to be pleasant, because it's supposed to get you to wake the fuck up and run away from the lion. So it makes sense. It means your brain's working well, and that's the reason we survived. So you've conditioned your brain to think there's a lion in the room every single time something, you know, is not going your way or something you don't want to do, blah, blah, blah. So basically all you have to do to avoid stress is just uncondition your brain and just tell yourself, no, there's no lion in the room. I'm making this all up in my head. It's a decision. Quit being stressed. Quit being a pussy. Don't project your insecurities. Mike, quit being all fucking serious, man. Get to the point. I'll stop. But basically, it sounds like bullshit, right? It sounds like a bunch of old, overweight, depressed women would do, which it is. But it also kind of works. Trust me, like I used it last week when YouPorn was down for maintenance for a couple hours, and I was getting all stressed out. I'm like, oh my God, how am I gonna jerk off? Oh. And I kind of went through the cycle. I'm like, Mike, there's nothing you can do. There's no line in the room. Don't be stressed over it. Find a solution. Bam. So yeah, it works. Okay, sorry about that. God damn it, Mike, wrap it the fuck up. Sorry about that. How can I make this? Tits, 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 fuck, 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 anus, anus, anus. Okay. God, that feels better. Okay. Poop. Poopy. Okay, cool. Now I'm going to call my friend James, who we called last week and tried to convince, we're trying to goat him into coming out of the closet. He's like the straightest dude I know, so I figured I might as well try to get him to come out of the closet, and hopefully hilarity will ensue. I tried it last week, he didn't bite, but we're gonna keep plugging away here. Here's I'm gonna call James right now. James.
What's up, Mike?
Not a whole lot, man. Just hanging out. I just finished watching Milk, actually. You seen that movie?
You did what?
I just finished watching Milk. You know the story of Harvey Milk? Yeah, the first openly gay politician in history of the United States. God, what a powerful movie. God, I have so much respect for that guy. You know, he knew who he was, and he just came out and just was so proud about it, and it was amazing. Love that movie.
Star-studded cast, really dynamite crew.
Oh, yeah. Franco, did you ever ask Franco what it was like to kiss Sean Penn?
No, I never asked him that question. It didn't come up.
Weird.
We were busy. Yeah, we were busy writing two-page short stories on a biweekly basis. So.
Wow, that is some serious load. So you were taking loads.
Honestly, my course load back at school, and believe me, the load was specifically. Dude, are you trying to get me to come out of the closet again?
No, dude, no. It's not even like that, man. I mean, I hate that word, the closet, anyways. You know, who invented that? I mean, like, that's such a... I feel like it's kind of a negative connotation. It's been a little stigmatized. I think it's more coming into your own closet, like being yourself. But actually, that's not the reason I called, James.
Okay, thank goodness.
I have a Mad Lib for you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. So I'll just go through all, I guess, I forget how you, it's basically I do this. So I just go through the different whatever. Okay, so here's the first one. Your name, James. I'll answer that one for you.
Mm-hmm.
a color.
Purple.
Okay. A farm animal.
Pig. No, I'll have to go with, this is tough.
Yeah.
This is tough. I'll probably go with steed.
A steed?
What is that, like a donkey?
No, it's a it's the horse that it's well really it's a horse.
Okay, cool. Okay, what's another word for butthole?
Rectum.
Nice. Adjective.
Brown.
That's a color.
Well, it's also an adjective, Mike.
Okay. I was thinking more like chafy.
Do you want a new adjective?
Yeah,
okay,
I was thinking right, more like, right. I don't know.
Cheeky.
Nice. Any like family member, not like by name, but like cousin, stepsister, that kind of thing.
Stepfather.
This is gonna be hilarious. Okay, it's another one. Stepfather again. Body part.
You know, my first thought was penis. Oh. But I'm gonna go ahead and instead say testicles.
Okay.
Nice.
You can do any body part.
No, let's do hip.
Hip. Okay, one second. Hip. Okay, this is harder than it looks. Hip. Okay. Dream job.
Astronaut.
I knew you were gonna say that. James. Oh, the town you were born. I think I know this one.
Pearl Harbor Day of 1990.
Oh wow! In what? No, in what town though? I'm saying.
Oh, the place where I was born. Nestled in the snowy peaks of the Sierras in Truckee. In Truckee, California.
Got it. Okay, and now name any Star Wars character that was choked to death with a chain by Princess Leia in the beginning of Return of the Jedi.
Well, obviously you're referring to Jabba the Hutt, although I really was hoping that you were going to have him named that little monkey that hangs out to next to Jabba the Hutt.
You did not know that guy's name. No.
Yeah. Its name is Salacious Crumb.
No way, dude. You fucking nerd. That is so
and
crazy.
And you can... Yeah.
You know, that guy?
Exactly. The one that gets R2-D2 shocks him and he flies up to the ceiling.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Did he live through that, or...?
It's actually one of the ambiguous, the things that don't get tied up at the end of Star Wars. I do
a lot of back and forth
although
on
I'm
message
pretty sure,
boards, right? At the fan meetups.
No, actually, it's not ambiguous. It's not ambiguous because he's on the casino barge, that blows up above the pit of Sarlacc.
Okay. But I think there was someone that maybe was like hiding underneath like a bowl or something. I guess you could assume that there's a chance he didn't though, but you're right. I think you could assume that he did die.
There is a small chance, but there's a really, really low volume of Salacious Crumb post-narrative fan fiction that I've been able to find.
So the new Star Wars cast they just announced does not involve any Salacious Crumbs?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What if in that picture of them all reading the script, there's just a Salacious Crumb sitting there? And they're all getting like hella annoyed with them. They like hella want him to leave. J.J. Abrams was like super pissed to have him there.
Boba Fett standing by the door guarding.
Yeah. But he's like George Lucas's friend, so George Lucas insisted. Okay, last one. any male character from Friends?
Ross.
Got it. Okay, you ready for it, James? This is going to be hilarious. Yeah. All right,
okay.
Dear Diary, it's me again, James. When it comes to intercourse, I'm all about the chase. And being a handsome guy means all girls love me. So I'm moving on to purplier pastures. That didn't work. right now, I'm considering intercourse with a steed. their rectums are cheeky, and I like to do that sort of thing. That didn't make a lot of sense. Another thing to consider...
is that I'm a citizen of Truckee, which means it's legal for me to marry my stepfather. Uh-oh. This is getting a little incestual. Usually, when I have sex with my stepfather, I use my hip. That doesn't make much sense. Did I say hip? I meant to say penis. My penis is what I use. Sorry about that.
Jesus, just putting the words right in my mouth.
Yep. One day, I want to fuck an astronaut. But who am I kidding? They'd never be interested in me, James, a simple girl from the simple town of Truckee. I wonder what it would be like to have Jabba the Hutt sit on my face. Sigh. Like Mr. the Hutt would ever waste his time on a little old me, James, from the small town of Truckee. Nope. Looks like I'll be working the coal mines. Like my papa. I guess my only dream that's reasonable is having intercourse with Ross from Friends. XOXO, James. Nice, dude. I think that went well. What do you think?
Surprisingly lifelike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have, obviously there's a bit of the crossover between real Mad Libs where you can see what you're filling in and you know at that very moment, it's sort of instant gratification that builds up to the full sort of package at the very end because you can sort of see what you're doing. You sort of blindsided me and, well, to be honest, I feel sort of victimized.
Dude, I don't think it was that much different than a regular Mad Lib, but you know what, James? I'm going to take your complaint to the Mike Sitting Down committee, the bosses sitting down. Mm-hmm. I'll tell them. And then if they want to make some changes for next week's Mad Lib, then, you know, I will totally let you know.
By the way, on my last appearance on the podcast, I was so taken aback by your homophobia that I didn't ask you how your slave was doing.
Oh, yeah. Ignacio Juan Carlos. Well, I don't really like to think of Ignacio as a slave. I think best friend is a better word, better title. Sure, we don't pay him and he's not allowed to leave and he does all my chores and sometimes we have to punish him physically and mentally and all that shit. But no, I mean, slave is such a harsh word. I think it's another word that's really been stigmatized over the years. Like when I see a movie like 12 Years a Slave, I don't think of Ignacio, you know? Ignacio is not here right now.
What movie makes you think of Ignacio?
Probably Amour, the French movie from 2012, won Best Foreign Film.
Interesting. I was thinking Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, that's a good one too. Maybe. Honestly, Ignacio has a lot to do with the main character in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, played of course by God damn it.
Hey, who was that? Was that Juan Garcia Bernal?
No Country for Old Men. God damn it, Mike, you fucking idiot.
Javier Bardem.
God, I'm never going to forget myself for that one. That just sounded stupid.
What about, I think that you and Ignacio Juan Carlos should go on a motorcycle road trip together through South America.
Wow, he would love
that. And basically call it Motorcycle Diary too.
Yeah. You know, the only problem with that, though, is that I feel like if I were to bring him back to his homeland, he might just kind of get tempted to escape, you know? I don't even want to put him in that position where he has to decide between freedom and my friendship. So the next segment is called Fashion and Sex with Taco Thompson. Taco Thompson is simply the funniest person I know, and I've been trying to get him on this podcast forever. Over 7 weeks. He's got his own brand of humor. He's a great guy. He's fucking hilarious. And his two favorite things are sex and fashion. And if you had to have a third, it would be rap music. But, you know, come on. We only have so many minutes in the podcast. So we're going to cover fashion and sex. And here it is. Do you ever just feel the need to just pause Game of Thrones and maybe just kind of...
Hey, touch myself?
Yeah, exactly.
That's old Chester. No, actually.
No way. Do you really not? It's just too intense.
I've never jerked off to Game of Thrones, which is funny, just knowing my propensity for cities.
Touching oneself.
Which there are tons of. And touching myself, too. Like this morning, Mike, I woke up, like, full lead pipe. I I bounced in like 10 minutes.
You what in 10 minutes? And you had class in 10 minutes?
I busted, yeah.
Oh, nice. You beat off before class and still went to class?
I did, yeah.
Damn.
Which is terrible because, I mean, you don't watch Thrones, but there's a character, spoiler alert, that gets castrated on the show.
No way. Do you see his and cock like, after I'd it like, gets chopped
no,
off?
No, you don't.
Okay.
I'd like no testosterone afterwards, you know what I mean?
You just like saw your cock and thought about it being chopped off and it's not happening.
I came and I was like, fuck. Why? You know?
Dude.
I was lifeless like the whole day. I'm sorry.
Was it, did you do it to like, your favorite type of porn? Mom teaches daughter how to fuck?
Yeah, basically.
No way. Did you really?
There was a little more variety today, though. There was, it was like teens that love dick, basically. It was like the category. It was great. When they interviewed the girls beforehand, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, when did you first know you loved dick? I was like 8 or like 10, maybe. Like, just like really ratchet answers like that, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Was it like clearly old girls that they like put it like their hair in ponytails and then said these are like
No. I'm kind of a connoisseur of that genre.
Okay, so you can see through the bullshit.
So I can totally like, sit through all the bullshit, you know?
Okay, see, so you only go for the real, real young girls.
Really old or really young. With nothing in between.
That's like your Tinder is set on what, 18 to 48 or something?
18 to 50. 18 to 50. But you know what's funny?
What's up?
Is I coincidentally delete and re-download or download my Tinder once again.
Yeah.
Which I'll get up banging babes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just reload because it must be an issue with the app, not necessarily your connections.
It's still the app.
Really glitchy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's
up?
What's your genre? What's your preference?
You know, I've been on that amateur
it's
game.
All like, it's not like frat party.
No. Gang breaks out of frat party. I've been on that amateur shit ever since. I mean, way before it was popular, I have to say.
Amateur is in like what? Like, girlfriend gets caught fingering herself in bathroom, proceeds to give a dope DJ.
Stepdad gets in shower with stepdad and shows her what he
really
does.
Really grainy footage.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm all about that, like, found footage porn, you know? Like almost the paranormal activity of porn.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah, but I'm not big on the porn stars, man. The huge, like, fake weird tits don't do it for me at all, which I know you don't agree
with.
Yeah,
well, I'm like you. I became an ass man overnight, so.
Dude, that's so weird. I'm like the last tit man
once
alive.
Once I started shocking girls in the butt, the binger.
Yeah.
When I'm fuzzed up, I became an ass man, so.
So what percentage?
I'm not the big fake titties either.
Okay, fair enough. Wait, so what
percentage? I already know your next question. But proceed to ask anyway.
Okay, what percentage of girls are like, no, don't put your fingers in my butt?
Oh, okay. True, that's a curveball. Oh. Actually, shockingly, not that many.
Really? So they all just kind of go with it?
Like none. I say lols and try to laugh it off, so.
So, like, their screams are just, like, incidental? They're not, like, screams of get your finger out of my butt? What's up?
No.
Okay.
There's, like, no, the heat of the moment, no one's going to think it's just, no.
Yeah. But
Ever had any bad shocking experiences gone awry?
Dude, you know what? I usually don't really go for the butthole. It has to be like a pretty special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, you know, things like that. But I know I've never have, but I know you have.
Do you warn the girls beforehand?
No, definitely not though. No, never warn them. You mean kind of like creep, like the Itsy Bitsy Spider, you know? Oh God, that was so creepy.
Oh. You're funny. That was way creepy, and I way knew what you were talking about that too.
Yeah.
It was very subtle, you know.
Yeah,
you can't also be on the bass like pounding them in the bingers. I'm with you.
Yeah, wait. So tell us about the one time. I know there's one time where it went pretty wrong for you, right?
Oh fuck! I knew you'd ask.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, the last time I pulled the shocker.
Yeah.
I drew straight fudge. Well, I think too is I was even fucked up. Like I know this girl a couple times.
Yeah.
I was like, comfortable with her, I knew her, whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
But then I just drew some nasty shit. And so, I have made a weird excuse to run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wait, I just spray wash my hands for a bit, but...
Wait, so let's say there's like some... Okay. There's some like liquid, like some brownie mix, and you stuck your two fingers in it and pulled it out your fingers. Would that be what it looks like, or what? How thick?
No, not even. You could just tell from like the stench, to, like the feel, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird though.
Yeah.
I remember leaving the scene.
Scene of the
and being kind of like not pissed off about it, like upset whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because this sounds really fucked up too. I thought she was more in a position, like she felt more awkward for it than I did, you know.
Yeah. I always feel bad for when girls do weird shit like that, and they clearly feel awkward, and you have to. Yeah, that's nice of you to not make them feel even worse.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of which, that's a good segue.
What's up?
What weird shit have girls done to you?
Girls, oh, that was when I'm like in the same room.
Have you ever had a girl sit on your face?
Wait, do I might? Oh, sit on my face? No, actually, I never have.
Have you ever asked a girl to?
No, I think that's probably why.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, wait, have you, this happened to you?
No. Oh, yeah. I was just trying to catch you. I think I had a good time.
Dude, if Rihanna said, "Hey Henry, I want to get naked and just sit on your face, and I'll probably fart a few times, and you cannot even kiss me or do anything afterwards," would you let her?
Of course. Like, I'd pay for that. I've seen those money too. I'm like Instagram the shelf it too.
Yeah, she's like, "Yeah, you can tell all your friends about this, no problem." But I'm definitely hashtag.
So basically, on Taco's tongue.
Yeah. So she just basically you'd pay for Rihanna to sit on your face, then fart basically into your eyes.
Yeah, sure. I was like her puppet for a night, for sure.
Oh, nice, dude. What if Drizzy, like, straight was not happy with that at all?
No. Then, oh, if he was pissed?
Yeah.
If he, like, excommunicated me?
Yeah. And he, like, blocked you from Instagram so you couldn't follow on Instagram.
Not that word in current communication. But actually, it was true for sure.
Wait, so who do you think, first of all, so obviously this segment's called Fashion and Sex, and we've talked a lot about sex, but I think we should segue into fashion. For those of you guys who don't know, Henry and Matt are two really, really fashionable guys, and a lot of times they clash and for walk-offs and whatever on Friday and Saturday nights. So I'll just, this now we're just kind of recounting last weekend. So you wore, was your Tupac tee on Friday?
No, I haven't worn a Pac tee in a while, actually.
No way, okay.
Wait, I wore what's become a staple in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
My Timberland 10 Deep long sleeve.
Oh, that's right, the navy blue long sleeve. I didn't know that was Timberland, though.
It is.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because it shows I'm A, rugged,
yeah,
with the Timberland, and street savvy with the 10 Deep.
Wait, so 10 Deep and Timberland are two different companies?
I collaborated on a shoe and it was a t-shirt.
Oh, so...
And as soon as it came out, you know I had to cop it.
And so it was limited, I'm guessing. Obviously.
Which I fucking did.
Oh, sorry? Wow. Wait, so it was limited, clearly. Limited release?
Oh, quite limited.
Oh, nice. So it put you back maybe like, at 50s?
It was like the
50s? Time. Yeah.
Yeah, I could like $40.
Okay, that's not too bad. Oh. Let's, before we wrap this up, let's first of all, give me your outfits for Friday and Saturday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, actually. How many chicks you hope to sleep with? And then we'll check back on next week and see how the weekend went. So, yeah.
Like that.
How much fashion and how much sex are going into this weekend? Go.
Okay, I'll say this. I'm kind of going to go pedal to the metal this week.
Oh, nice.
Just given that last week was very empty-handed. And also that... I'll categorize last week as a dude weekend.
Okay. You can, yeah, just file that under a dude weekend, because whatever, time well spent.
Hey, I want to boost my confidence for the fact that I didn't get laid, even though I was trying to.
Yeah.
And also, that's just what it comes down to.
Yeah, but whatever. You retroactively called it a dude's weekend.
Yeah, and B, there were times last weekend where I was really fuzzed up, and also recognized I was spending a little bit too much time trying to make the dudes giggle, which is kind of funny.
No, that's time well spent.
B, I don't necessarily have any outfits picked out for the week yet.
Okay, but what do you think?
I always have favorite pieces.
Okay, well, yeah, well, what favorite pieces will you be looking towards? Looking to incorporate? Will you try to incorporate?
You know, I've been flaunting my Cassie tea in a while.
Oh, wow. The Cassie tea, the R&B singer?
The Cassie tea's been, like, hiding in the closet, yeah.
And this is a graphic tea of Cassie, the R&B singer?
In Cassie, yeah. Cassie is kind of like an homage to, like, not, like, basically, because Cassie was, like, responsible for so many bangers, like, the Back to School dances, you know, BTSD.
Yeah.
09, you know?
Oh, no. Yep.
But she's kind of been lurking in the closet. I haven't busted her out. But better yet, it's a great conversation piece.
Yeah, at the bars, yeah. Because all it takes is, like, one person to know Cassie and you're in.
And like we alluded to earlier, where I really mix bread and butter in the calm game.
Yeah.
As opposed to the sexy, stupid, grinding game, you know?
Yeah.
So I think Cassie's on the forecast. Otherwise, it's all kind of a free-for-all.
Okay, cool, cool. So just going to try to incorporate the Cassie tee and then maybe whatever. It could be a Jordan jersey kind of night. It could be a long-sleeve Timberland jersey. You never know.
It could be anything.
Okay, cool.
I do know for sure.
Yeah.
I will definitely be wearing my compression shorts.
Oh, nice, nice. And those just give you nice
penis? Because it makes my penis feel a lot bigger than it really is.
Okay, I know it seems like Taco and I were literally only talking about dicks, but that conversation, I just kind of took the highlights from like a 45-minute conversation we have, because Taco loves to talk, but the podcast is only about 35 minutes, so I had to cut some shit out. Yeah, so thanks for Taco for coming on. Hopefully he'll be coming on every week, and he can tell us how he did with the ladies. Cool, so let's read some letters. Real quick.
Letters. Read the fuck out of them, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Dear Mike, sitting down. My parents gave me an iPad for my birthday yesterday, and I just don't have the heart to tell them that I already have something like an iPad, only it's smaller, makes phone calls, and it isn't obnoxious. They suggested I take the iPad on a trip with me so I could read on it. It was so nice of them, I just didn't know how to explain that the idea of reading is to get away from electronics. That's why they haven't invented books with internet. Because if books had internet, they would cease to become books and people would just use them to masturbate. God, I feel so bad. My dad even offered to help me transfer all my music to my iPad from my iTunes. My dad is such an artard. What am I going to do? Put that massive thing in my pocket and walk around town listening to music? Like my iPhone doesn't work and do the exact same thing, it's much smaller. You can almost feel their excitement whenever they're near the thing. I guess now it's my turn to tell them that Santa doesn't exist. That iPads are fucking lame. It's my buddy Chad's birthday next week, and I'd love to sell the iPad, and with that money, buy an 8-ball for him and all the boys. I would just tell my parents I lost it, but I'm just afraid they're going to make me file a police report or some bullshit. Let me know what you think I should do. And by the way, I hate your podcast. I only listen to it as incentive for me to turn off the computer and do homework. Too many gay jokes, man. It's 2014. Come on. Thanks. Raul Mondesi. You know, Raul, I've been trying to cut down the gay jokes, but I think you should keep the fucking iPad. Quit fucking whining. Dear Mike, I hear you hate everything, and I hate that. Fuck you, Mike. Okay, well, fuck. I've informed my loved ones that if I'm ever in a vegetative state and assisted suicide is still legal, to play your podcast on massive speakers in the hopes that, even comatose, my soul recognizes horridness and pass into the next world to avoid it. Mike? You there? Mike? Go blow dry your hair in the bath. Jesus. From Marquise Grissom. You know what, Marquise? I don't even listen to negativity. It's not a part of my life anymore. And if you want to be negative, then go ahead. But I'm not going to take part in it. I hope you don't get in a vegetative state, even though you're kind of talking ill about my podcast. I'm just getting the feeling you don't like it. That's fine. You know, not everyone's going to like it. But you don't have to write in with such a real negative attitude. It's whatever, though, man. What's whatever. To all you people that do like the to the podcast, feel free to write in, just like these two people did. The email address is mikesittingdown@gmail.com. That's mikesittingdown@gmail.com, and I'll read whatever you have to say on the podcast next week. Cool. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Hope you have a great week full of laughter and lollipops and blowjobs and rainbows and all that good stuff. Cool. Thanks for tuning in. Keep sitting.